Hello and welcome to The Vital 7. My name is Patricia Barnett, and I am so thrilled to be with you to share with you the 7 essential elements to create a vision that really works for you. Whether you want to increase your business or increase your income, lose the weight, or find the mate, first things first, everything, and I mean everything, begins with a vision. You've probably heard the saying that without a vision, the people perish. And there is truth in that. Without the vision, the people perish. However, here's what I know to be true, is that it's the specificity of the vision where the power resides. You'll hear a lot of experts out there right now speaking about the importance of a vision, the necessity to have a vision, and yet very few speak about how to create a vision that will really work for you. So in the next 7 minutes, I have the opportunity to share with you 7 steps, the 7 keys, the 7 essential elements to create a very powerful vision that literally has the capacity and potential to work for you if you utilize them in creating your vision. So this is your opportunity. This is your fast track to creating results, because here's what I know to be true, is that with the right tool, if you're given the right tools, and you know how to use those tools, and you apply those tools, you literally have the potential and can build the capacity to create anything you desire. And again, first things first, first steps are creating the vision. So if you're ready, let's get going. Let's go to number 1 of the Vital 7. Here is essential element number 1. It is about being able to see the result that you desire. Seeing it. What I mean by seeing it, a lot of people will come to me and say, well, Patricia, what I would love is I would love to create X amount of dollars, or I would love X amount of clients, or I would love to weigh X amount of pounds. Well, those really, in and of themselves, are goals. When we speak about a vision is something that you can see, almost as if you have taken a snapshot or a picture of a result that you want to create. So it's the end result in mind. You may have heard of that, creating the end result in mind, or seeing the end result, what it is you'd like to create, in mind. So when we think about this, it's really as if it has already happened. So imagine you've already received that income. What would your life look like? I want you to be able to see, what would your life look like? If you were that weight that's on the scale, what would that look like to you? What would your life be like? If you had those clients, what would that represent? So again, it's as if we go to the place of creating those results and then take a little snapshot with a camera and see it, literally see it, as if it has already happened. And when we see it, see, our minds don't think in dollars. Our minds don't even think in weight. Our minds don't think in numbers at all. Our minds think in the result of what it means once you have created and received and achieved those goals. So again, as if we have a little camera, you'll remember a long time ago there's a Polaroid, and even now with our cell phones, we can snap a picture at any time, any place in our life. And if you had already received and achieved and reached your goals, what would your life look like? So, number one, element number one is being able to see it clearly. See it clearly. Number two is part of seeing it clearly is not only being able to see it, but being able to sensorize it. So element number two is sensorize your vision. Sensorizing your vision means being able to describe that snapshot picture, that snapshot that we just took, being able to describe it with all of your 5 senses. So in element number one, you were able to see it. You could use your sense of sight, but you have 4 other senses that you can use to describe in your vision what your life is like when you've achieved your goals. So what does it sound like? First of all, what does it look like? Second of all, what does it sound like? There are sounds that you can hear even now. And when you achieve your goals and you're living your dreams, there will be sounds that you'll be able to hear. You'll be able to touch things. So we can see, we can hear, we can touch. What are things? So if you wanted to create, I don't know, a farm, you'd be able to pet the animals and you could literally touch their fur. There are things you could be able to smell. And if you were living on a farm, you could be able to smell what a farm smells like. Maybe you want to go to Hawaii and you want to smell the plumeria. Whatever the smell would be, once you have achieved or accomplished what it is that you set out to achieve and accomplish. Number five, the fifth sense, is taste. What do you taste? It could even be the taste of success. So again, element number two is sensorizing your vision. Number three is emotionalizing it. We want to emotionalize your vision. So hear this clearly, that many people do a really great job of step number one, and that is where they stop. After step number one, there's six more steps after that, but step number one is seeing it. Step number two is sensorizing it. Step number three is emotionalizing it. And what emotionalizing means is, how will it feel? How will it feel? Imagine. So you can see it clearly. You can hear. You can taste. You can smell. And if and when you will have accomplished, and when you have accomplished all of what you set out to accomplish in your vision, if you're living that life right now, what would it feel like to you? What would you feel in your heart? You'd probably feel gratitude. Oh my gosh, this is so awesome. You might feel love. You might feel a thrill. You might be like celebrating. What would you feel? So number three is emotionalize it. So again, people do a really great job of keeping it in the imagination, keeping it in their mind by seeing it, sensorizing and emotionalizing. And step number four, really the essential element number four, is now taking it from the invisible and bringing it to the first step of the physical. And that is by putting it into writing. And when we put it into writing, we want to make sure, and the writing is really describing the vision. So it's describing what we see. It's describing what we hear. It's describing, it's writing the story of what we see in our imagination, and what we're feeling in our imagination and in our body if we would have and when we create the results that we love. So it's writing it. We want to get it on the paper. It's writing it, describing it. And when we write it, we want to write it in present tense, as though it's happening now, or even if it's happened in the past. So what that would look like is, we don't want the words, I will be living my dreams. If it's in present tense, I am living my dreams right now. I am seeing my bank account with this amount of money in it. I am married to the man of my dreams or the woman of my dreams. I am a certain weight. I am wearing a certain size. I do have a certain level of energy. I do work with people. You get the idea. We want to have it in present tense. And along with the writing of the snapshot and the writing of the vision, you want to make sure that it's all positive. And so what do I mean by all positive? There are some things right now in your life that you don't want any longer. And many clients who I work with, they're very clear. And this is really okay. It's wonderful to know what you don't want in your life any longer, whether I don't want debt, or I don't want pain, or I don't want heartache, or I don't want whatever that might be. I don't want another year like last year. I had one of my clients, very new clients, say, I don't want another year like last year. Well, if we don't want, then my question is, what would you want? What would you love? That's what I mean by creating it in positive terms. If you don't want pain, pain being like a negative, how could you switch that to create what it is you would love? If you don't want debt, then what would you love? If you don't want another year like last year, then what would this year look like? So number five is to keep it positive and to create it in positives for your written vision. You can even begin your vision in a very positive tone with writing these words. I am so happy and grateful now that. I am so happy and grateful now that. And going back to number four, keep it in the present tense, we could even add on to that, I am so happy and grateful now that I am. So it's central element number five is keep it positive. Have positive tone in there and make sure that everything that you have in there is exactly what you really would love, not what you would not like more of. Okay, element number six is to put a date on it. Put a date on it. Many people are very fearful of putting a date on when they would love to accomplish a goal or a vision. And it's essential. It's essential. It's a must-have that you write on it what date you would like to achieve it. If not, what happens is that it always seems to elude us, and it will be like a someday maybe or one day hopefully. And this is where our dreams really can get stuck in being a dream and never finding its way into reality, and certainly never finding its way in the first step into a vision because we don't have a date on it. Put a date on it. When would you love it? Put a date on it. And you know what's so fun is that, again, it could be today, next week, next month, or next year. When you're putting a date on it, make sure that it's a date that is excites you, ignites you, and one that you can believe it to be. But make sure that there's a little bit of a tickle in your stomach. So what we don't want is you to put a date. If you want to create $1 million and last year you earned, you know, 10,000 and tomorrow you want to earn $1 million. Well, you're not going to believe that that's possible for you, perhaps, to do that next week. Maybe even next year or next month or 2 years from now. But Maybe, if you were working with someone that knew how to do what you wanted to do and knew how to get you there and knew how to mentor you and you could lean into their belief that it's possible, maybe you could create $1 million. But the point here is to ensure that you have a date on it, whatever that date is, and that it is a date that you can believe. And yet not so believable that it's so far out there that there you want a little pull to it. You want a little tickle in your tummy. You want a little bit of like, oh, is it really possible? I believe it is, but is it really possible? That's about where you want to be with that. Main thing is make sure you have a date on your vision. Now, essential element number seven for your vision to really make sure this vision is working for you is that once you read this, once you design it, once you define it, is to decide for it. And this means literally signing your name to it. Yes, this is for me. This is what I'd love. As if you're placing an order in a restaurant and somebody's coming to you and saying, hey, what can I get you for dinner? Well, in your vision, I'm asking you, what would you like to create in your life? Your vision is a representation specifically of what it you would love, what it looks like, what it feels like, when you'd love it, and that it's all specifically aligned with everything you would love to create, if it's what you would love to create. And once you write it down, and once it's in a physical form written, whether you write it by hand or whether you put it in your computer, look at it and ask yourself, is this what I'd really love? Is this what I'd really love? It will be this or something even better. This or something even better. And that is element number seven. This or something even better. And sign your name. This or something even better. And then sign your name. So those are the seven vital elements. Those are the seven essential elements to create a vision that works for you. And here's the thing, is that I have helped a lot of people over many, many, many years help create their visions. And as a business coach, as a life coach, that's one of my areas of expertise, is really being able to, in a very, very quick amount of time, be able to look at all of these elements and make sure that they're all in place and they're all in play. And what I offer to you and what I want to give to you, you heard that I love to give, give, give. And one of the things that I want to give to you, complimentary, my courtesy to you, is I want to give you the opportunity to let me take a peek and, you know, allow me to work with you to really ensure that you have this vision as what we call calibrated as possible. Calibrated. Calibration means that your vision is like a magnet for you. And you know, magnets in the world, there are magnets that can pick up a paperclip, and there are magnets that are so powerful they could pick up a car. And what you want is you want your vision to be at the highest level of being magnetized as possible. And I am really, really thrilled to help you with that process. Now, why would I offer this to you, and why would it be courtesy and my compliments? I want to share with you why. Because you heard, whether you were listening to How to Go Beyond Hopes, Wishes, Dreams, Resolutions, you heard me speak about how to go beyond and really achieve real results, really achieve the results that you'd love. You said yes, you clicked on a link, you clicked on a link for an MP3 and a replay, you have listened to this, you are now going to write your vision and you are going to add these elements, and what that shows me is that you are what I call a tip of the arrow person. You are a seeker. You are someone very interested in knowing what it takes, knowing the tools, knowing how to use the tools so that you can go use the tools to create the life you love. And that's the work that I'm in. So I'm offering to you a complimentary opportunity for me just to review with you. And trust me when I say, after we have a little session together, your vision, we're going to make some changes on it to, not changes in what you'd love, but changes in what we call the magnetic field of this vision, so that this vision actually gets to work for you. And in that session together, I am going to give you a bonus, and I'm going to share with you the 5-point test, the 5-point test to ensure that this vision is yours to do, that this really is the vision for you. So we're going to test it. We're going to make sure that this is your vision and this is the vision that you would love to live. So how can you have a session with me and how can we come together to calibrate your vision? Very simple. Just drop me a line. Email me at patricia@patriciabarnett.com. Again, that's Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, at Patricia Barnett, BARNETT.com. Patricia@patriciabarnett.com. Somewhere in the subject line, just put vision or my vision or help me with my vision. Anything having to do with vision, and I'm there with you. It's one of the things that I love to do. It's one of the things that I'm gifted to do. And it's one of the reasons that I do what I do. And I want to calibrate your vision for you. So let me help you to get you on track, get you on that fast track, get you on the pathway to really creating the year, creating the life that you'd love living. First steps first. It always begins with a vision. So I am so thrilled that we had this time together. I'm really, really looking forward to hearing from you. I love hearing from you. So in addition to the calibration, drop me a line. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know how I can support you or help you. And if you have any questions in the Vital 7, if there are any questions that came to you in the Vital 7, again, drop me a line, patricia@patriciabarnett.com. And for now, I leave you with this. It's one of my favorite sayings of all time, is that today, in this moment, whenever you're hearing my voice in this moment, this day, today is the first day of the rest of your life. The only question is, what will you create? It all begins with a vision. And as you heard me share, I have used this very system to create a multi-million dollar business. I've used it, you know, looking head on with a life-threatening challenge and situation to go from a survivor to a thriver to now go do this work in the world. And I am so incredibly honored to be with you in this moment as you create the life you love living. So with that, I wish you much success, and here's to you. Cheers.